We're getting ready to get going.
Sports Talk 99.1 FM at KPGM.
Here we go.
KPGMRadio.com, BartlesvilleRadio.com, rainy Friday evening. Evan Farbach, Chris Rivard, and Thad Dilbeck on the line as we do our pick'em segment. Coach Bart is evidently on assignment this evening, so we're going to have a fill-in. And Coach Rivard, why don't you go ahead and introduce who's going to be picking for Coach Bart today.
All right. Coach Bart, he's a no-show. He got scared, and he's still pouting over the 0 week. That was a scrimmage week. He's still pouting over that. So he's on suspension for a week. So he'll be back next week. But this week we got a special guest, area legend around here, Thad Dilbeck. He's a high school principal at Ponca City now, coached at Bartlesville, was the offense coordinator for me at Dewey, and you know, a lot of success around here with the area football teams. So welcome, Thad Dilbeck.
Well, I'm happy to be here, and of course I was just over here minding my own business, and you guys called me up and asked me if I want to take part, and this certainly sounds like fun, so I'm pleased to be here.
Absolutely. Glad to have you on the telephone line. So from the west side of the state, or at least from where we stand, Thad Dilbeck going to pick some of these games for us. Of course, we had one game last night we will not pick. Bartlesville lost to Booker T. Washington yesterday evening, 43-7. Max and I just recapped that ball game on the program. So let's go ahead and just jump into some of tonight's ball games. And let's start with what I think might be an easier one. Caney Valley at Kiefer. Kiefer winless on the season. Caney Valley has won two ball games in a row. They've moved Christian Colbert back to quarterback. He only had seven touchdowns last week. He accounted for like 49 of the 55 points Caney Valley scored. So Caney Valley maybe with another winnable one at Kiefer tonight.
Yeah, wow. How about Kiefer? You know, they've traditionally been a really good football team. Yeah. And boy, don't know what's going on there, but they're way down. I know a couple twins that play on that football team, play offensive line. They said that they were really young this year. So I don't know. They could surprise us tonight at home. And, you know, it's going to rain tonight. It's going to be some nasty weather, but Caney Valley's kind of got it going a little bit, so I'm going to go with the Trojans.
I believe that I will go with the Trojans as well. I think they're off to a good year and got a little momentum going. So I'll go with Caney Valley.
So both of them going with Caney Valley. By the way, I didn't mention this. Both Coach Bart and Coach Rivard went 8-2 last week. So Coach Bart still has a two-game lead overall. He's 23-4, while Coach Rivard is 21-6, not counting the 0 week games, as Coach Rivard alluded to earlier.
And my loyalty to our area football teams,
yeah, that's
which
true.
Tim Bart does not have any loyalty.
Yeah, Coach Rivard, it is miraculous that he's as close as he is with as many homer picks as he's had. So we'll continue on here. Let's talk about the co-op now. Copan, Wesleyan Christian co-oping. They've had some injuries and suspensions. I know there's a chance they get their main running back, Zian Fisher, back tonight. But the co-op is at Foyle this evening. Copan, Wesleyan Christian has lost a couple in a row.
Yeah, they've dropped a couple, had some bad luck. I know they've had several kids that are ineligible and gotten hurt, and kind of numbers have gone down a little bit, but they're still playing, so that's credit to those kids. But they're playing at Foyle tonight. Foyle's a good football team, so I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, to me, that's a pretty easy pick. I'll go with Foyle as well.
Okay, now let's just bop on up to the Sunflower State real quick. Caney, Kansas, 3-0. Not only are they 3-0, but they've just obliterated three teams in a row. They are on the road at Columbus. Chris Davis's club at Columbus tonight.
Oh, yeah, you got to continue to pick Chris Davis's football teams and the Bulldogs until they get beat. Somebody, you know, might sneak up on them, but right now they're playing some really good football, and like I said, they're blowing people out. So I'm going with the Bulldogs.
I know nothing about either of those teams or any of those schools. And since I don't want to continue to pick the same as Rivard, I'm going to go with Columbus.
That's good. That's good.
That's good sportsmanship there.
I can't believe you didn't read the area Columbus paper and find out. Go out and do some scouting.
I figured Ponca City would really be in tune to Caney, Kansas football.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about a big one that I'm looking forward to tonight over in Tulsa. Dewey going to travel to Victoria. Victory Christian. First district ball game for Dewey after they've dropped from Class 3A to 2A. And it doesn't really get a whole lot easier, unfortunately. They've got a lot of really tough teams in that district. They open up that district tonight at Victory Christian.
Yeah, and there's nothing like opening up with Victory here. They've got two receivers about 6 foot two and can run. Got a quarterback throw the ball around a little bit. You know they're good. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be finishing the top 1-2 in this district. So it's going to be tough for the Bulldoggers, but the rain, it's going to rain. Never know what's going to happen here. I remember one year, Coach Dillbeck and I went to Victory Christian. We were down at the last minute, and we chunk one deep, end up catching it. James Osborne catches it, and we end up scoring and beating them. So you never know. So I'm going with the Bulldoggers.
I remember that game well, Coach Rivard. There's a lot of games that you feel like you should have won that you lost, and there's games that you feel like you won that maybe you should have lost. That's one of those.
That's exactly right.
We were fortunate to get out of there with a win. I'll tell you that the Bulldoggers got that Rivard kid, and he's a stud, and
the great equalizer.
So I'm going to go with the Bulldoggers.
All right, couple of Dewey picks here. Okay, let's bop on over to Oklahoma Union rather quickly before we get to the games we're broadcasting this evening. Oklahoma Union at home against Rejoice Christian tonight, their district opener as well.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough one for Oklahoma Union. Rejoice is loaded. They're definitely a contender this year. So going to have to go with Rejoice Christian.
I, too, will go with Rejoice.
Okay, now some games that we're going to broadcast this evening, and I think the most interesting game on paper, perhaps, of the week is Barnsdall hosting Pawhuska. In fact, we'll have that one tonight right here on 99.1 KPGM. Osage County rivalry, of course, Pawhuska's dropped from 2A to Class A. They're both in that loaded 9-team Class A District 5. Barnsdall coming off a loss to Hominy, but the Panthers won the second half in that ball game after they got behind 28-0, and Pawhuska obviously much improved after they were winless a season ago. So, district rivalry game, Barnsdall hosting Pawhuska tonight.
Yeah, I could not believe that Barnsdall got beat by Hominy. You know, they hadn't been, I shouldn't say that, because what, how many years was it?
That's 30 some.
30 some years, and but I just knew this was going to be the year. And then they get behind 28 points in the first half and try to make a run late. So that was disappointing. But, you know, they're still a good football team. This is going to be a really good game, and this is a toss-up. I got a pretty good feeling I know who Coach Dillbeck is going to pick, so I'm going to go with Barnsdall Panthers here.
Yeah, that's a bad pick. Coach Hennessy's got him going over there in Pawhuska, and, of course, I'm a Pawhuska grad, and I think he's got him ready to go, so I'll go with the Huskies.
Okay, game broadcasted on K-Rig 104.9 tonight. Nowata still looking for their first win since 2016. And I was really just kind of – I read that this morning on the sportscast, and I was thinking back to that 2014 Nowata team, which probably should have won the state championship. So Ironmen need to get back on track here soon. They get their quarterback back this evening, Skyler Thornton, who has not played yet this season. He really set the world on fire at the end of last year, despite the fact he didn't get any wins, but he returns to the signal caller position for the Ironmen as they travel to Kansas, Oklahoma to open up their district campaign tonight as well.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. I've seen Nowata. Obviously, we played them. Their kids played hard. There's some things that they do that if the weather conditions are wet and muddy, then they're going to struggle. And I know what Little Kansas does, and I know Little Kansas has a sophomore group of kids that are really, really good. So I'm going to go with Little Kansas.
I think the game's at Kansas, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think anytime you get to travel to Kansas, that's tough. I'm going to go with Kansas.
And let's see, the final game we have on the docket here, high school-wise, Redskins and Rams. Owosso at Union this evening. Obviously, Owosso's had their struggles. They're coming off an open date, and really Union has had some struggles this year as well.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Owosso's lost some key players, and Union may not be as good as what they have been, but they're still really, really good. So I'm gonna have to go with the Redskins.
It's an interesting year in the large class as far as those traditional powerhouses, and I believe that I too though will go with Union just because of the tradition there.
Okay, so Union both. Now let's go to the college ball games. We said we'd do straight-up picks once we got to Big 12 play. So we did OU Iowa State straight-up last week. And Oklahoma State has their Big 12 opener tomorrow. The Cowboys are at home against Texas Tech. Straight-up Pokes and Red Raiders tomorrow night in Stillwater.
Yeah, this is going to be fun, and I know Coach Dillbeck's going to be there to watch it, and I'd love to be there too. It's definitely going to be a good game. It's going to show where both teams really are. I think it's a good matchup for them, but I'm going to have to take OSU at home, definitely because they have a filmer that's a stud that's giving them some inside information. So I'm going with OSU.
Yeah, they do. They have a preseason All-American videoer.
I agree. You're right.
I think that OSU is better this year than what most people thought they were going to be, and Texas Tech seems to be struggling a little bit. So, with or without that All-American filmer, I would pick the Pokes. I'm going with OSU.
And then we've got, of course, Tulsa played last night, and they're struggling. They lost to Temple. So we'll just go with Oklahoma and Army as our last game here. That is a non-conference game, so I'll do it with the points again. Sooners giving 31 even as of this recording. So OU minus 31 at home against Army on pay-per-view tomorrow night in Norman.
Yeah, I think the Sooners win. I don't know if they win by 31. That's kind of tough. I hope they don't win by 31 just because it's Army and like to see them run the football and make it just kind of fun. But I think Sooners are going to win. 31, geez, that's a lot of points. But I'm going to go with Army.
Okay.
I wish I could have picked first. I really like watching that Army offense, and I think because of the offense they have, they can shorten the game. OU's been very impressive these first few weeks, but I tell you what, in the spirit of competition, I'll go with OU.
All right, there you go. Thad Dillbeck, Chris Revard with us for a pick segment. We'll see if Tim Bart decides to show up next week. He is stuck with those picks, whether he likes it or not.
Mr. Dillbeck, you got a game out there that might be interesting out west, out around West I-35. How about the Alva Gold Bugs? We know who they got tonight.
You know what? I don't know. I haven't even checked who.
Yeah. Well, we could do Ponca City. Let's do that to end it. How about that?
Okay.
Ponca City. Yeah. Where is that ball game when they play Muskogee?
It's at Muskogee.
So that's a long drive for Ponca City, right? What's that?
Yes, two plus hours.
Every drive is a long drive for Ponca City.
Yeah. So that'll be an interesting one in the district. I think Muskogee's down a little bit tonight. First off, will be very interesting. I know we had Bartlesville Booker T last night, but I think you're going to get a better idea of where Sepulpa is when they play Bixby. Same thing with Shawnee and Sand Springs. Both those teams appear to be down through non-district as we talk about the east side of 6A2. But Ponca City at Muskogee, so we'll end on that one.
Oh yeah. I think Scotty Harmon's going to get his first big win right here. I think they're going to beat Muskogee tonight. He's going to have his kids coached up, ready to play, and it's going to be good. So I'm excited to celebrate with Mr. Dillbeck and his students big win tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it is. It's a good time to be a Wildcat. We feel like we're turning the corner, and you know, we've got a lot of good things going on over here. Got some new facilities, weight room, press box, locker room. New head coach, and he brought in several new assistants, and those guys are doing a real good job, and the community is excited for them, and our kids are buying in. You know, we keep hammering away at it, and I can sense we're like I said, we're turning the corner, and Coach Revard may be right, but I'm going with Wildcats tonight also in the monsoon.
That's right. It's gonna be fun.
Should be fun. And Muskogee at Ponca. Coach Dillbeck from Ponca City, we appreciate you joining us on the Pick'em segment. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you,
Mr. Dillbeck.
Yeah.